The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm great, Gil. How are you?
I am fine. Let's get down to this new house. When you buy a new house, first of all, congrats to all of you doing that this spring. You want to enjoy it, and that means not being a slave to maintenance by always staying a step ahead of it. So HouseLogic identified some home features that are great investments because they're low maintenance, right?
Right, Gil. So we looked at the kinds of things that add value and are easy care. And the first one, for example, is the front yard patio, which may be a little antithetical to some people who think of that as their backyard. But so many of us love our front lawns, but they're huge maintenance time sucks.
Yeah, and of course, not to mention a water suck, which out in places like California right now, big problem.
Definitely. They're a huge drain on our water supply at a time, to your point, when conservation is so important. And so with a front yard patio, you eliminate or limit the amount you need to water, mow, or fertilize.
Yeah, it makes terrific curb appeal, too, if it's done right.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have some pictures of front yard patios at houselogic.com/radio, and there's so many ways to do them. They're quite gorgeous. It could be as simple as installing brick or flagstone, which runs maybe $15 to $18 per square foot, and then setting up seating or doing something more elaborate. And by the way, they seem to be an emerging trend, so you'd be a trendsetter by using one.
Oh, love, I always want to be a trendsetter.
I know you are. By the way, my next two ideas are kind of along the same lines. If you can't part with your lawn, because people do love their lawns, but you do hate the upkeep, you could go alternative. So you could swap the traditional grass for turf grasses. They're typically lush, green, and they're formulated so that they grow well in various climates, even colder, damper climates. And examples are buffalo grass and sedge. And basically, once they're established, many of them need very little watering or mowing and really no fertilizers or pesticides.
Oh, great. Another low-effort choice for your yard, of course, are drought-resistant plants.
Yes, definitely. And that's something that's really great for areas like California and Texas and places like that, and many places around the country, because to put our water issues in perspective, over the next couple of decades, more than 400 counties in the U.S. may go through an extreme dry spell, and that's according to the National Resources Defense Council.
So what's a great example of a drought-resistant plant?
Azaleas are a good example. They're lovely, they're tough, they're hardy, and once they're rooted into well-drained soil, they make for easy upkeep and don't need a lot of water. And we'll also have a slideshow showing some examples of beautiful drought-resistant plants at houselogic.com/radio to give you some ideas.
All right, let's go inside the house now. What's another easy care feature?
Well, a lot of new homeowners like to do a kitchen remodeling project, and we at HouseLogic believe a quartz countertop is a great investment. It's super hard material, it's no match for stains and scratches, and it's also antimicrobial, so it's great for kitchens or bathrooms. It costs about the same as granite, but it's non-porous and doesn't need to be resealed, so that's a reason it made our easy care list.
All right, let's do a couple more.
How about a fiberglass entry door? It looks and feels like wood, it stains like wood, but it never chips, warps, or cracks.
Oh, I like all that. That's high praise indeed.
Yeah, and the fiberglass doesn't expand or contract very much with weather changes, so they can go for years without needing a paint or a stain touch-up. They can last for 15 to 20 years. And they also typically have a foam core inside, so that's good for insulation. Mm-hmm. And they fall between steel and wood in price, so the average installed cost for this would be about $3,000. And lastly, if I may, I just wanted to recommend vinyl shake siding. They look almost as good as real wood, just like the fiberglass doors, but they won't crack or rot or fade or need a lot of staining and sealing. Bugs don't like them. And even better, they're about $2 to $7 per square foot installed, so they're half the price of real wood shakes, and again, low maintenance.
Wow. Love all of that. Thanks, Christina. For more info on easy care home features and preventive maintenance, visit houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gil. Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.